Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You came to be a servant of the Most High without the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost comes from the Holy Ghost, and you will be gifted by the Holy Ghost because you are obedient to the Word of God. Obedience to the Word of God attracts the Spirit of God. This is very important, my brother, my sister, to understand that obedience to the Word of God attracts the Spirit of God. Everything starts with the Word of God. You need to desire the Word of God, and you need to accept to be obedient to the Word of God. Then you will attract the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes, it brings gifts. And the gift of the Holy Ghost are here called the Spirit of the Prophet. Now, the Spirit of the Prophet are subject to the Prophet. It means that you and I, we are Spirit. Inside us, there are gifts. And those gifts come from the Holy Ghost. You and I, we follow the Holy Ghost. But the gift given by the Holy Ghost, which is inside us, are subject to our spirit. It means that by the time you grow in the spirit, my brother, my sister, you will have the power to utilize this time around the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is inside you, in the wisdom of God. Let me say it again. The spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophet, meaning that you are in a spirit. Okay? You, as a prophet, you are a spirit. But the spirits of the prophet, which is the gift of the Holy Ghost inside you, he is a subject to you, the prophet. Now, how that spirit can be subject to you, the prophet? How? It needs the maturity of the Spirit of God. You need to connect with the Spirit of God. You need to read the will of God, because the gift of God, it is inside you. But if you want to use the gift of God without reading the will of God, you're going to use the gift of God against the will of God. If today you have the gift of God inside you, it does not guarantee you that you're going to use the gift of God in the right way of the will of God. It does not guarantee you. The guarantee comes only when you continually obey to the word of God. When you continually obey to the will of God. Let me give an example. We have two men of God here. One man of God has the gift of prophecy. Another man of God has the gift of a prophecy. Two of them. But the way they will operate, it will not be the same way. Another man of God, having the gift of prophecy, he can divide. Because what? Lack of wisdom. He does not know. Time, environment. He does not know time and environment. And he does not know the level of faith of the person who is receiving the prophecy from him. He does not know. So he can give the prophecy anyhow, anywhere, to anyone. Do you see? And it causes this problem. Because the prophecy comes at the wrong time, at the wrong place, and to the wrong person. But the one who is mature in the spirit, you will control the gift of the Holy Ghost. You will control the prophecy. And you will say, okay, I have received the prophecy, but now I need to use this way to communicate this message. The way may be, let me say this in private or in public, or let me say this to the husband, not to the wife, or let me say this to the wife, not to the husband. Let me say this to the father, not to the child, to the son, because it depends on the level of faith of the person. Let me say this in public right now, and let me say this in this way. The prophecy is the same. Two men of God, the prophet, they have the prophecy, and it's the same prophecy, the same message from God, but the way they will present it is different from one person to another. For the spirit of the prophet to obey or to be subject to the prophet must have the maturity of the spirit of God. Mature. You and I, we need to be mature. Then you will control the spirit of God, the gift of God, I want to say. You will control the gift of God. Okay, good. The spirit gift, you will control it, because every gift is a spirit. Now, you are a spirit, and then you follow the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives that gift in you. Every gift is a spirit, but you control the spirit, the gift, the spirit. You're going to say, I have the message. This is how I want to do it. This is how I'm going to do it. And this only comes from the wisdom of the Holy Ghost, through the maturity of the Spirit, which you have received by the grace of God. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophet. It's like a person who is in the church. He received now the gift of speaking in tongue. The person will speak in tongue anyhow. He will speak in tongue anyhow. Another person is going to receive the gift of speaking in tongue, but with the maturity of the Spirit of God, he will say, let me control this. Let me control this. I will not speak loudly in this church because I will disturb the church. This message, it is for me, from God. I am communicating with God. So I must not disturb the church. I must not disturb the church. This is me. Or, I receive the message, let me hold it on until another person finishes what he's doing. Then I will carry on. Do you see, there is a power which God gives you to control the gift which is in you. The gift is with you. The gift is going to tell you a message. Let me say, example, the gift of healing. You can see that this brother will be healed because you feel some movement, some signal, body language. But the way you will start praying is different from one person to another. You may say, my sister, please come to the church, I will pray for you. Another person can say, okay, I can pray for you right now at the corner. Another person is going to say, no, relax. I know this sister, this brother is going to be healed because I feel it in the spirit. But I want her to come in the church. And then I will pray for her. And all shall be well. That's it is. My brother, my sister, I believe you have understood. This message is based on the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32. The Bible is saying, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophet. Apostle Paul wanted to say, you and I, we need to control ourselves. We need to respect the order in the church. We need to respect the order of the Holy Ghost. The gift is with you, but don't use the gift in disorder. Use the gift in order. That's it is. You are in the church. A pastor is busy preaching. You receive the message, a prophetic message. But a pastor is busy preaching. There are many ways to communicate the message that you have received while the pastor is preaching. You may take a pen, you write the message. Do you see? Then you give it to the usher, and the usher will go and give the message to the pastor. Order in the church. When the pastor is busy preaching, because the message concerns maybe the pastor, maybe the pastor must do something. You can take a pen, you write down the message, you give it to the usher will go and give it to the pastor. The pastor will read it and he will act. Another person will just receive that message for the pastor who is busy preaching. The brother will stand up and say, so said the Lord. And he starts talking and then the church is now in panic. It is a one way. But you have the power to use the right way, the way you feel it as a prophet. As the prophet. Do you see? Good. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. This is a short message. I'm very sorry to start late today. Today, Friday, we have our midnight prayer. Don't miss the service. Midnight prayer today. Yes, today. Midnight prayer today. At midnight time, South Africa time. Okay? And Sunday, we have our Sunday Live service, which will be connected in this studio on YouTube. The channel name is Waxon, O-U-A-K-S-O-N. On Facebook, it is The Perfect Healer. On podcast, Podbean, it is Healing Sermons. The Sunday Live service is a prophetic service and deliverance service. Be connected in order to receive the touch of God. The service starts from 2:30 South Africa time, or 1:30 France time, 1:30 Congo time, Norway time. Today we have a midnight prayer from midnight South Africa time, 5 p.m. New York time, 11 p.m. Norway time, Congo time, France time. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Please visit our YouTube channel, Waxon, or you tap Pastor Daniel Waxon. Pastor Daniel Waxon. Waxon. It is O-U-A-K-S-O-N. Please subscribe in order to follow the healing sermons that will change your life for better, for good. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. Yes. Shalom, 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 shalom. Destiny, daughter, remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Our God is good and all the time. We have finished, my brother, my sister. Thank you for this, for your time and for your presence. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Shalom.